Hi everyone, before we start this week's episode, I'm just letting you know that you still have a chance to win our giveaway promotion with Third Love, a $250 voucher. All you have to do is follow our podcast on iTunes, Spotify, or Podbean and give the podcast a review. Anyone who does these two steps between now and February 14th automatically goes in the draw to win. So please just take 2 minutes to enter and good luck.
For me personally, it's being a role model for people, whether it's kids or women or people of color, to make a difference. But I also want to see an increase in the population of the bees because they're critical to our ecosystem and they need help. And by me solving a problem, I'm inspiring other people to find problems, whether it's pollination, biodiversity, or things that are happening every day that could be little problems or big problems, and find a way to start a business, start a nonprofit.
I'm your host, Michelle King, and you're listening to The Fix. It's a podcast that shares the stories of women and men who are innovating and taking action to advance equality in the workplace and beyond. Today, we have a very special guest. In fact, this is the youngest guest that we've ever had on the show. 14-year-old Michaela Ulmer, founder of the company Me and the Bees Lemonade, is going to be sharing how she launched her business at the age of 4. Michaela started selling lemonade in makeshift stalls, and now her products can be purchased in over 620 retailers, including Whole Foods. Michaela's breakthrough came about after being featured on the hit reality TV show Shark Tank, where she secured $60,000 in funding. She then went on to strike a deal with Whole Foods and even ended up meeting President Barack Obama. Today, Michaela will be sharing her journey in building a business and how she's using her success to save bees. Michaela Ulmer was just 4 years old when she used her great-granny Helen's flaxseed honey lemonade recipe to launch her business from her home in Austin, Texas in 2009.
I got stung by 2 bees in 1 week, and I was very, very terrified of the bees, but my parents encouraged me to do some research on them. And doing that research, I found out how incredibly important pollinators that they are and that they're dying at an alarming rate. So I decided, what if I use my great-granny Helen's cookbook for flax lemonade, and I sweeten the lemonade with honey, and I can maybe donate a portion of my proceeds to organizations that were helping save the bees. And so that was kind of my first time selling my lemonade out of my stand, and that was back in 2009 at the business fair.
Year after year, Michaela's lemonade kept selling out. With the support of her family, Michaela eventually turned her side project into a full-blown business.
And I would do that for a couple different years. Sometimes I would get awards, sometimes I would not get any awards, but I really enjoyed doing it. And I kept on selling until I was about 8. And then I started doing like different workshops at Whole Foods and schools and churches that taught kids about entrepreneurship and about why the bees are so important and how we can save them. And after doing that, Whole Foods said, okay, if you can bottle your lemonade, we'll carry it in our stores. And that's when we decided to do some research on what a co-packer is, what a manufacturer is, how we can bottle our lemonade, make it last. And that's when we kind of decided to figure out a way to save the bees all year round instead of just doing it twice a year at the business fairs.
At the age of 9, Michaela achieved yet another incredible accomplishment. After pitching Me and the Bees Lemonade on the television show Shark Tank, she received a $60,000 investment to expand her business.
Once we successfully launched into Whole Foods, and we were in a couple local Whole Foods close to where I live, and I really wanted to expand, but I didn't have, or my family didn't have the experience in order to do that. None of us had previously been in the beverage industry, and we really didn't know what it took. So I got offered to do a pitch on Shark Tank to see if we could get some investors for my company. And after a lot of hesitation and a little bit of time to process what was going on, we accepted it and we went through different rounds of auditions until we went on the show and I landed a deal with Mr. Damon John. And so that was both marketing, and he was a really great mentor. He taught us about rolling out to different stores, about distribution. So he's still a great partner and mentor today.
Unlike most entrepreneurs who focus their time and energy to grow their business, Michaela's also had to make time for school. She admits that finding the balance can be a bit of a struggle.
If you don't have a good balance, then you either are going to be not as invested in your company, your company's not going to do very well, or your grades aren't going to do very well. So it's always been an important thing for us to balance. And there are times when I miss school because of a presentation, or I miss a presentation or speaking engagement because I have tests at school. But school's always priority, and business is something that I like to do at the side.
What is so fascinating about interviewing Michaela is that she's had to deal with day-to-day challenges like attending class and getting good grades while also worrying about her business brand. One of the biggest challenges she's faced as founder and CEO is rebranding the company following a dispute over the name.
I believe it was in 2016. My former name was B Suite Lemonade, and after we had appeared on Shark Tank, another company that had a name similar to ours, they decided that if we wanted to keep our name, we'd either have to pay millions of dollars, which I didn't have as a 9-year-old, or just completely change our name. And so I'd been sung by bees before, but I'd never been sung by lawyers. So it was pretty tough for me to take on. But I realized that I was going to have to change my name anyways, because my current name didn't really allow me to expand. I wanted to make other products or snacks. And so I realized that if I wanted to grow my company, I have to find a name that was really creative that I could use to expand. So I chose Me and the Bees. But we had to change our website, our packaging, our business cards, and so we needed someone help. So when speaking at Team One Agency in California, they offered to help come up with different names, to help with our logo, to help with all of our brand identity. And so it was a lot of work, and I definitely couldn't have really done the name change or anything by myself, but because I had, I guess my hive is what I like to call it, because I had a hive that believed in my mission, it made it so much easier.
Michaela's faced a lot of challenges that most entrepreneurs do over the years. Her company will soon be celebrating its 10-year anniversary, and this is an incredible achievement at the age of 14. Here, Michaela shares why she believes her business has been so successful.
I've learned a lot since I was 4, some of them the hard way, but I've learned many lessons nonetheless. My first one would be, if you're looking to start a company, make sure that it's something you're passionate about, because the more passionate you are about what you do and about your company, the more fun you'll have while doing it and the more successful it will be. So it's really important to make sure that you're not just starting a company to only make money, but there's some sort of story behind it or motivation behind it as well. And I would also say that you want a good product. For me, it's good ingredients and good flavors, but you want a good product, something that people actually buy instead of something that just you will buy. There's also a quote that I came up with when I was 4, which is, don't be discouraged by life's little stings, but get back up and spread your wings. And I'm sorry, I didn't make that up when I was 4, but it was kind of referencing the different difficulties that I've had since I was 4 growing my company. But it pretty much means that when you're an entrepreneur or a student or even an adult, whatever you do, there's going to be different stings or difficulties along the way. And it's really important not to let those get in the way of what you enjoy or what you're trying to do.
Today, Michaela continues to win numerous awards and accolades. For example, in 2016, she was given the honor of introducing former President Barack Obama at the United States of Women Summit.
Believe in the impossible and dream like a kid. Ladies and gentlemen, it's my honor to introduce the man who inspires us all to keep dreaming. The President of the United States, Mr. Barack Obama.
Can you please give it up again for Michaela. I will be back on the job market in 7 months, so I hope she is hiring.
Even with all that Michaela's achieved, she shows no signs of slowing down anytime soon.
Well, it is our 10-year anniversary today. And so that's a really big deal for me because I learned that 50% of companies don't make it to celebrating 10 years of their business being around. And the fact that we've been able to grow so much from when we started, that's also a really big deal for me. But we did 360,000 bottles produced last year, and we're looking to double that this year. We're in over 600 stores nationwide, including Whole Foods and Wegmans and Natural Grocers and Gelson's, so a lot of those natural grocery stores. And I just launched a nonprofit to help save the bees, so I'm hoping to make an even bigger impact on that. And I'm also going to write a book, which is going to be launched in 2020, and I'm very excited about that. It's going to be a big deal for me since I've never written a book before. So it's a really big year. It's supposed to be very busy, which is a good thing, I hope.
Through Michaela's nonprofit, the Healthy Hive Foundation, Me and the Bees donates a percentage of sales to organizations that help save bees. The foundation aims to focus on bee research, education, and protection. In 2018, Michaela's company was also able to raise $1.1 million in equity funding from a group of current and former NFL players. Having achieved all of this, Michaela, who's now a teenager, shares what keeps her motivated as a young businesswoman.
For me personally, it's being a role model for people, whether it's kids or women or people of color, to make a difference. But I also want to see an increase in the population of the bees because they're critical to our ecosystem and they need help. And by me solving a problem, I'm inspiring other people to find problems, whether it's pollination, biodiversity, or things that are happening every day that could be little problems or big problems, and find a way to start a business, start a nonprofit.
Finally, we asked Michaela what her advice is for young women who might be scared to take that first step and start their own business.
It's probably to believe. And I say it with like a bee pun, believe. And the reason why is because so many women, they start their own companies and they get one no or one person that doesn't like the product, and they don't really believe in the capacity that their company has. And so it's important that when you start your company, you believe that you can achieve great things with it instead of having little things stop it or get in your way of it. And so I would say that. I would say use other women. Instead of using them as competition, use them as your peers, as people you can learn something from, because there's so few women in business as entrepreneurs today that we need to, instead of being competitors, but rely on each other to learn new things. If you've already been through something, then go teach the person that's coming behind you so we can keep on growing our companies and be more prominent in the workplace.
I love this interview with Michaela so much because she represents the real impact that girls can have when we support and encourage them to follow their interests, pursue their goals, and dream big enough. While not every girl is going to want to start a business, I think it's really important to support young women in your life by finding out what matters to them and challenging them to dream beyond the limitations that society generally sets for young girls. I mean, just imagine where Michaela might be at the age of 30. On today's Fairy God Boss Insights, we're going to be talking about ways that you can improve your elevator pitch. If you're an entrepreneur, you're used to delivering a targeted elevator speech to customers, investors, or venture capitalists to get funding. A lot like Michaela had to in pitching to Shark Tank, which became a breakthrough moment. Even if you're not a business owner, knowing how to succinctly introduce yourself or sell an idea is critical to your career success. So what makes for a good elevator pitch? Well, firstly, your story should answer who you help, how you help them, and why it's important. Secondly, you should make it personable and relatable by adding in a story or anecdote. And third, tailor your pitch to your audience. An effective elevator pitch is not about you. Like any good marketing message, your elevator pitch is about the customer and how you can help them. Finally, if you're looking for a new career opportunity or perhaps speaking to a potential employer, you'll want to finish your story with a glimpse of what's coming next. Spend at least a few seconds on what your goals are and what you're looking to do next in your career. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. I really appreciate all your support, and I hope you all have a fantastic week.